Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Here we are.
The New Spins Library.
Here we are at the New Spins Library.
Hey, Montreal, it's a great day out there. You're tuned to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando. We have an incredible show for you today, with two pre-recorded interviews from the Music Spot and two from the Arts and Culture Spot. The first interview is with Sophie-Anne Girard, musician. She will be presenting us with her new jazz album, For Some Reason. The second interview will be with Zay Driz. Zay has a new video and is worth a listen. The third interview is with John Lachlan Stewart, who is directing Wildfire at the Talisman Theatre. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and then a shorty pops up in the second hour. Welcome Eric Janvier for his documentary Heartbeat of a Nation. We'll speak to him later in the show. After that, we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, are oysters aphrodisiac? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. The time is now 7:02 a.m. Let's start the day off with some music.
Ya no aguanta chango, sonó la alarma, K.O., K.O. La injusticia de siglos serán reveladas. La educación es arma, al pueblo no te engaña. Súmate entonces a esta noble batalla. Vamos creciendo con fuerza, ni derecha ni de izquierda. Aquí se sude raza, llegó la nueva era. El puño en alto por las calles, vamos caminando. La gente de la tierra hoy toma las riendas. Hicieron humillarnos, enterrarnos, aplastarnos. Oye, mira qué alegría, éramos semilla. Tu mente racional, matar, dividir y conquistar. Como el patriarcado, eso pasó de moda. Robarle al pobre pa' tu bolsillo poder llenar. Déjame decirte que, ja, no estás en nada. La ñuque mapu se defiende como hueso santo. Y vete a la mierda con tu Monsanto.
I know the highly steroid and never vision or native, only trying to do better, empower my people, but don't get negative. Deep with our image, but we keep continuing, living the daily, struggling, only for pain and suffering. Not a good thing, the money, nothing good time, me squid. Every day we live, another day is gone. Feeling drained, ain't nobody calling for my name. I remain the unknown, protecting my homeland.
So I prove to myself, no quit, I will continue to walk forward like my ancestors always meant to. No man status.
fast, moving like the habitat. But even after that, I act like the bad and civil savage too. Sometimes it's got me thinking, sit down and wondering how come I'm lucky enough to breathe in, since I avoided the outcome. No stereotypical engine, look at the end of the outrun. Too tired of playing the victim, so you make the music around one.
I'm J.P. Mortier, and you are listening to the New Spins Library on C.K.U.T.
¶¶
Sofiane Girard is a Montreal-based jazz vocalist and composer with a bright and clear tone that can be a little sensual at times. After graduating from McGill in 2021, she began finishing the composition and arrangement for her debut album, For Some Reason, along with pianist Yannick Anctil and Elizabeth Lajoie. With us today, we have Sofiane Girard. Hi, Sofiane, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician.
I started to sing in the choir when I was a kid. My sister, who's also a musician now, so that was pretty fun then, at the time. Then I did musicals. We had a musical troupe in high school, so it was really nice. And it was my first contact with jazz. So we played a musical that is not like a big known production. It's just like something teachers made up, but we had like standards that were arranged for 16 voices and like an expanded big band. So that was really nice. And then I studied at CJEP Marie-Victorin and then at McGill University in jazz these times. But all through my life, I composed or wrote songs because like younger, I just like wrote little songs on paper or stuff like that. And I really liked it. But now I feel like during McGill and everything, I really learned to how to compose better and how to be more comfortable in some styles. And during COVID, I also took some time to really explore the styles that I liked. So knowing like jazz around the world, jazz in UK, jazz in South Africa and things like that, and connect with some artists that I really liked, but I learned it from their music. I think so. Yeah.
Who are your bandmates and what does everyone play or do?
So there's Yannick Anctil that we named. He's the pianist of the band. There's also Jules Payette, who's the drummer. Etienne Bédorois, who's the double bassist. Elisabeth Provencher, who's alto sax player, Alexandre Bigra, who's the tenor sax player, Benjamin Cordeau, trumpet player, and Jonathan Benoit, also trumpet player. So Elisabeth Lajoie at first was in the band, but she's like a tenor player, but she left for a boat gig, a really long boat gig, but she still arranged Bright and Cold, like looked at some of my tunes when I was like, oh, is that part okay, or blah blah blah. And she arranged also Graceful Earth with Yannick, so that's cool. And Yannick co-composed the For Some Reason with me, but for the rest it's really my arrangements and tunes. And I feel like Yannick would be like the director, if I had to like have a director, or I don't know. I feel like he kind of played that role just because I don't know. It was my first album, my first everything, my first like a lot of things. And sometimes I was a little lost and all. And he was like, okay, should we try this or this? And I was like, okay. And yeah, he helped me like know what I wanted better. So yeah.
Your producer and mix master, Maxime Philippe, and your visual designer, Nana Quinn, how were they professionally? And what did you like about working with them?
Maxime Philippe is a really good like recorder and recording engineer and like mix and master engineer too. So I asked him because he recorded the album of my ex-boyfriend, who's a percussionist before. So I was like, oh, okay, I know that guy. He's supposed to be really good. And for real, he's super efficient, super good. Really, he takes time to understand the artist because we all want different things and we're not always used to like explain it in like sound ways. We're just like, oh, you know, it sounds like this in my head with the music, but on like Pro Tools or things like that, it's not always clear what you want or how you should say it for him to understand. So he was really good with that and hired him again December 13th. And we recorded live EP, so three songs that's going to be out on January 20th. So it's a good contact. And Nana is a poet and like visual designer that I knew. And I was like, okay, they are so great. I'm just gonna ask them because I asked other people before. I didn't really capture like the image that worked with my music, but they knew. They were like, okay, that's it. Like first time I was like, oh my God, that's so good. And even the physical copies of the album and all, they did well and they were really professional too.
Your latest album is For Some Reason. What is the process you went through producing this album?
So I've composed this album during my studies at McGill, but also during, like right after my bachelor's degree, my undergrad, because I got a grant. It's kind of a grant, it's Jeune Volontaire, so it helps you like financially and all. So I composed half the album, like not this autumn, the other autumn before. And then I arranged that by all the album like during the autumn, but the album was composed throughout my studies at McGill. So Graceful Earth was a teacher asked, oh, can you like write a 32 bars or blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. So I wrote that tune. And Bright and Cold was also wrote during winter, during school. And some lines were taken from like from school stigma too, so that's nice. Yeah, and I feel like I learned a lot and I grew in many different ways, and I really like the musicians that were in my project, and I really like discovered amazing musicians and amazing people in general, and artists too, like Nana Quinn, but also like Maxime Philippe, like other people I want to work with on long term, or just that I know that I can go back to them if I want to.
From For Some Reason, you offer the single Tagada. What is the story behind this song?
Tagada is like a weird name for the tune, but when I was in CJEP, in the ear training class, everyone had to say at the same time, had to sing the 16th note together. So we have like a standard saying that was Tagada Gada. So that's mostly the story, but I was always, oh, you know that tune, and I never had a name, and I was a little jealous of people, like musicians who didn't have words in their songs, and they could name the tune like a crazy name, like, oh, the book of that year, and I was like, oh, me too, I want to do this, so that was like, the moment to do it, and I think it really represents my time at university, even if I wrote it after, like the Tagada was written during, like the intro and all was written during uni, but then I just like rewrote everything else. But I feel like this samba is still kind of showing my McGill roots. So yeah, that's the story of Tagada.
May we hear some of your music?
Yes, please.
This is Tagada on the New Spins Library. Your lead single off of the new album is Bright and Cold. Where did you experience this sensation?
I definitely wrote that song during winter. I think that's probably where I got the inspiration. Also, I was in school, so it's true that everything was bright, cold during winter, and I went home to my ex, and I was really in love, so I felt like warm there. But also, I think it's this tune is like, oh, get together, even surrounded by people, it's us that are important. And even like if it's bright, we're gonna get warmer together or cozy. I think that's the inspiration for the French part. I wrote a French part because I like the mordant of the French. I like how it's rhythmically maybe more specific with all the R and the R's and these consonants. So I'm really picky with like my French writing too, but I feel like this part is my part. Yeah.
Where will you be touring or giving upcoming concerts?
I actually yesterday had a meeting with a booker. So she is trying to book it. She will be trying to book a tour, like a week or 2 weeks of a tour in Quebec. So it's probably during summer. So I'm not sure yet when or where it's going to happen, but we're trying right now. It's also the time to book for jazz fests and all these gigs. So I'll try definitely too. I have a show in March, on March 18th. It's at La Cale, le pub zéro déchet. It's at Beaubien Station. So on March 18th. And I'm still like going to book things for the year. Yeah, it's unclear, but I think I'm more focused on the composition and things like that at the moment. But yeah.
So what are your plans for the next year?
So yeah, for next year, I'll compose, arrange, and try to practice new music. I was thinking about writing for like a trumpet, an alto sax, and a cello with the same rhythm, same like a double bass, piano, and section. So that's cool. I think it's a little different, and I really want to incorporate cello with like the horns, because I think it's going to be really interesting and it's a different layer of music. So that's mostly what I'm going to do, I think.
May we listen to some of your music?
Yeah.
This is Bright and Cold on CKUT.
The day is bright, the night is cold. A glimpse of everything you see will make you bold. The day is bright, but the night is cold. Forget about time, we won't hold. Si mes yeux s'ouvrent devant moi, je vois chavir le soleil. Le reflet dans ton cristal qui me sourit comme mon soleil. Gratuit de ma bonté, invitant-tu de s'installer. Pas à pas vers moi, plus près de l'or et sa couche s'agit. The day is bright, but the night is cold. A glimpse of everything you'll see will make you bold.
Thank you.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your concert tickets or merch, where should they go?
So they can buy it on Bandcamp, but it's also available on every streaming platform. But they can also write to me or email me to have a physical copy of the CD. I'll try to make it available on Bandcamp eventually, but for now it isn't. But yeah, or if they come and see the show, I always have like albums and...
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Sophie Ann Girard speaking about her music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
CKUT where the new spins be. Liberate, we probably the true meaning of libraries. The world out some station for the community that news, arts, and culture shape our intellectuality. Releasing these new spins, sharing these bright grins. Wednesday morning, 7 to 9 on 90.3 is where it's happening. Tune in, the tunes are in tune, and with some interviewing, the new spins library Wednesday, 7 a.m. is broadcast. The new spins library. The new spins library. The new spins library. The new spins.
Zaydriz, Xavier Drysdale, is a Canadian rapper, singer, songwriter, record producer, and product designer. Born on May 29th, 1999, Zaydriz, pronounced Zaydriz, is a rising artist from British Columbia, Canada, with a passion for real and great-sounding yet fun, genuine, and introspective music. His hybrid of trap, conscious rap, and orchestral music separates him from the typical rap world. With us today, we have Zaydriz. Hi, Zay, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a rap artist.
I go by the name of Zay Driz. I've always kind of been in music. You know, I grew up in a pretty musical household. So, you know, my mom sings, plays piano. I used to play. I currently still play drums, play bass in church and stuff like that. So I think music was always going to be in the cards for me. Specifically for rap, I think when I was a kid, I think the first artist that really got me into it was Eminem, specifically like the later Eminem, like Eminem Show kind of Eminem, because I used to play basketball and stuff like that. So finding those types of music that would pump me up, motivational type stuff. And then after that, it was J. Cole. As soon as I heard J. Cole, it was over, because, you know, J. Cole is like my favorite artist of all time. So the first time I heard J. Cole, that kind of solidified it for me. And then when I was a kid, I would take anything that I had, Rock Band mics from the video game, to hook up to my little laptop that I had at the time. You know, I made a little pop filter out of my mom's stockings, anything that I could find, started recording. And then from there, just the rest is history.
Who have you been working with as collaborators and associate producers?
I've been working with a lot of artists in my local area. I have a lot of artists lined up for 2023, so that's going to be exciting for me. To be honest, for producers, I haven't been really collaborating with producers just because I'm a producer myself, so I'd be doing everything. I'd be doing, you know, the lyrics, the performances, the mixing, mastering, producing, everything. So, but I have a few producers lined up to collaborate with. I'm really excited for that. So 2023, man.
Your newest single is called I Need Ya. What is the story behind this song?
So yeah, I Need Ya is pretty much a love song. So it's a story, or kind of like a telling of, you know, kind of finding that person that you feel like you can take over the world with. It's a really fun, vibey track. I have a lot of variety in the music I like to make. It's like a nice change of pace for me, instead of doing like the, you know, boom bap or trap or the typical hip hop that you hear. It's kind of like more of an Afrobeat type vibe. So I really like it. Yeah.
What are you planning in the way of a video?
For a music video for this particular song, I Need Ya, I filmed a music video. It's up right now. I filmed it with a professional film crew. One of the greatest experiences. I'm really proud of the work we did on that video. It's getting a lot of great feedback too, so I'm happy about that. New videos coming still with, I have a couple more tracks to do. That's, you know, topics for a later time, but yeah.
May we listen to some of your music?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is I Need Ya on the New Spins Library.
Yeah, yeah, I like this one. Hey, Zay, turn it up in my headphones.
All I need you, girl, I'm honest to you, I know.
Yeah, said she feel a little vibe, yeah. I'm trying to stay with your galaxies in your eyes, Yeah. Put me in a trance, we gon' tear it up. I said I wasn't on you, but that was a lie, This the key for me. You're the only thing that's real. I can see that shit. Carry a little scope, just you really might be. Yeah. Don't even trip, we got time. Don't even try to hide it. I know I'm on your mind. You ask if you're on mine. Ooh, I'm on your mind. You can rock the low J's or the red bottom vines. That's your vibe. Attack, just relax, I got you cause you hold me down. Take off. Castles and crowns and diamonds, we gon' run the world. Ooh, if you really with it, gotta show me. Right now, right now. My heart to stone like I got a collection. Baby, you know who I am, don't ask me for intentions. I'm not about to flirt for the games, I don't need the attention. You might see the possibilities, just pay attention. Just pay attention.
attention. Close my eyes, I see galaxies in a reflection. We not psychic cellular, we got a crazy connection.
Mainly perfection.
Hold you, I need you. I got too much of this to keep for me. Too much. You're the only thing that's real. I can see a shit. Curvy little skull, shit, she really might be.
Where are you planning on touring this year?
I have some performances lined up in my local area. I'm thinking of going down to Toronto as well. I'm based out of Vancouver, Lower Mainland, BC. So I'm planning to go down to Toronto. I might actually find myself in Montreal as well. We'll see. I have a couple artists that I want to collab with. One of my close friends down in Montreal, shout out Denz, my boy. We've been needing to do a single together. So I might find myself down there. But that's kind of what I'm planning. I might go down to Seattle, maybe, but that's still in the plans.
May we hear some more of your music?
Of course, let's go ahead.
This is Can't Explain on CKUT.
Hey, Zay, turn it up on my headphones.
Of a strike, but I'ma get both. I need me a check for Adidas. I don't do games. If she acting childish and stuck up, I gotta release her. Y'all say you solid, but really just mirrors the smoke. That drone a Khalifa. Rip on my engines, I got hella plans in the pocket like Evil Knievel. My record's the Jane, released 5 tracks. D told me he needed a reel. She pressing my line, she asked me to hit her. I said it all, come on, I free her. I knew you would tell, my circle got smaller. Keep spotting these vermins. I can't even pay attention to whatever y'all doing, that's way too disturbing. Whoa, what you talk about? Big wheels in the mud and I brought them out. Had a rule never to cut them out. Poison my system, my dad had to cut them out. So Crawford, we breaking the roof. Can't put a leash, big dog out the suit. Big cats, hell cats, gotta zoom in it. Down to me 3 as I show you the proof. If drama command me to hit me, I slip it. If I see it's broken, I probably can fix it. Now I'm at the point, if I want it, I risk it. Moving fast, I might get a ticket. Load on my shoulder, get heavy, so lift it. These pockets ain't fitting the money I'm thinking. Yeah, I walk on water, just wait till I plummet. If God ain't gon' help me, I drop and I plummet. I got some problems, I got it, I tough it. I pick up the ball like a five when I fumble. Staying humble, y'all made that impossible. Bro, scared Callaway, ready to tussle. Sound like I'm kidding, but I'm speaking gospel. Once they catch the way, they gon' follow. If something I do, hit it, ain't borrowed. If I say I'm working, I ain't talking tomorrow. Yeah, I got a vision, I'm finna get figures. Finna get rich, but I ain't trippin' off riches. I feel I'm gon' be one of the biggest, yeah. I'm already, are you kidding? My 10,000 hours been over for 10 hours. Been through it, we weather with showers. Told all my bros, it in minus hours. I reckon potential, now got the power. Known in my city, now got the power. Mago, so rock, I can't mess with no powder. We don't pretend on inside, no imposters. Supernatural, I'm driving Impalas, yeah. What?
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music or concert tickets, where should they go?
So you can go to zaydryz.com. That's X-A-Y-D-R-Y-Z. Yeah, everything should be on. It updates as we go. So if there's any confirmed concerts or anything like that, you'll see it there. Also, all my music is over there and all the services and whatnot. So, and I'm working on some merch as well. So when that drops, y'all will be the first to know if you're on the website.
Thank you for your interview today.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Zaydriz speaking of his music. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
I'm Where Is Luna, and you are listening to the New Spins Library on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Open Wildfire, with a curse from a psychopathic baby, with a cast of perverse misfits, and a caged child with a murderous pet tarantula. John Lachlan Stewart directs all of this into a translated play that gets you into the French humor. With us today, we have John Lachlan Stewart, director of Wildfire for Talisman Theatre. Hi, John, and welcome to the show.
Hello.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be involved in Wildfire.
My name is John Lachlan Stewart. I'm a bilingual artist in Montreal, works in theatre. I perform, I direct, I write, and I dance with different groups and companies. And I wanted to read Wildfire after I actually missed the original production in French, so I asked the writer to have a copy of it. And I was so thrilled with the play, it's such an extraordinary play, that I pitched it to Talisman Theatre, who's producing it. And actually at the time, Lynn Paquette, the director of that company, said she already had plans to do it, so I couldn't do it myself. And then eventually she just remembered that I was so in love with the play that she asked me to come and direct it. So that's how I got involved with the play.
Why did you feel called to direct a piece of French humor in English?
I was invited to direct it. But what the play does that really calls to me is, I think, for me, the play is really about things inside of us that we're afraid of expressing, mostly like, every moment, every play in this triptych, because the play is actually a group of three stories together. In every part of the triptych, there's always a moment where some character has a moment of self-expression that brings out something very, very secret and very, very intimate about them. Often it's expressed sexually. And I think this part of the play is really, really touching to me. The fact that loving someone or being ourselves sexually or intimately is something that is hard to do and that can burn somebody. This is a thing. I think there's a lot in the play that's about what it is to be a parent, to try and love as a parent. And this is something that as a single parent really, really gets to me too. So I think I keep saying in rehearsal, any mother who comes and sees this play is going to kind of laugh their butt off, but also sort of have their heart ripped to shreds at certain points of the play. So I think that's what calls me, and that's what I think will really call other people to come see the play.
Who worked with you on Wildfire, and what did everyone do?
There's three actors in the play. Davide Chiazzese, who's in the play, Kathleen Stavert, and Julie Tomiko Manning are all in the play. They play a couple of characters each because they switch roles, switch characters as the plays change. There's three plays in this triptych. So they're actors in the play. Now, what I love about this team is all of us are totally bilingual. So we have a deep connection to the original language of the play and how to adapt that into English, how to keep a color of that when we're performing it in English. That's something that was really important to us. David Paquet is the writer, an incredible writer who's written a lot in Quebec. Another one of his plays recently that was done is called Le Poids des Fourmis, which is a really, really great play, I'd say for younger audiences, but also for adults, about students and what it is to be a student and to feel like you don't have power in the world. Lynn Paquette is the artistic director of Talisman. Odile Gamache is the wonderful designer of the play. Talisman has bought the original design and we're really just remounting the design that was already done. And Philippe Cyr is the original director of the French production, which is really important to say because even though I'm directing these actors and putting up really the sort of brainchild of the concepts behind this production and the way this text is being done is from the original director, Philippe Cyr. So that's the team of Wildfire. I missed a bunch of people, but those are kind of the sort of the main players that you'll see at the forefront of the play.
What is the story you are telling in Wildfire?
I mean, I think David, the writer, I feel that the story he is telling, as I sort of touched on a little bit, is about how difficult it can be to just love the people around you, love your family, love your babies, love your children, love your sisters, or your brothers. I think that is the story that David is telling. A sort of other part of the story that I think is really important is all of these characters are trying their darndest to just fit into the world in the way you're kind of supposed to. So really, you know, this isn't ruining any punch or anything, but the play really starts with a mother in front of her child, and she believes, she's really excited because she wants this to be the day that her child finally says mama for the first time, says its first words. And instead of saying mama, it says it's going to burn the house to the ground. So it's right away at the beginning of the sort of this magical, demonic sort of thing happening. It's really absurd and really surreal. But this mother, for the rest of the story, you know, her thing is she's really, really, really just trying at all costs to sort of make her family normal and make her family and her relationship with her sister. And she just wants to be a normal mother with a normal life. And that's something that goes through kind of, I'd say, all of the triptych, that a lot of the characters have a problem with really wanting to sort of fit into what is considered normal. But the reality is they're not normal. All of these characters, they're not what's considered normal. All of these characters have very, very sort of off the beaten path desires, intimate desires. They think outside what they want, what they really desire intimately is different than what you're supposed to desire. So I think David is really, at least this is what really draws me in, is that these are people who are trying at all costs to fit in, and their intimate desires is what kind of burns through and explodes their reality in the end. So they can't get away from who they actually are and what they want to be intimately.
David Paquette is a multiple award-winning Canadian playwright who won the 2010 Governor General's Award for French Language Drama and the 2010 Prix Michel Tremblay for his play Porc-épic. His play Le Poids des Fourmis also won the 2022 Governor General's Award. He is a graduate of the National Theatre School of Canada. How did you enjoy working with this man?
We only got to be in touch together a couple times because we're all really busy. He came in to a few rehearsals, but really it's such a privilege interpreting David's words, even though it's a translation. So it's really Leanna Brody's words, Leanna Brody's translation of his play. I always thought since I first got in touch with his writing and after seeing Poids des Fourmis, I was like, I would see if David decided to write a play based on the phone book, I would be thrilled to go and see that play because he has such a way with words that the music of his characters and the way they speak is thrilling just at the base level. For me, it's a real pleasure going into the montagne russe of his play. So that's to say, like, the very big up and down emotional flow of his plays. Like, you're going from laughing out loud to really crying to really going deep into something very, very, very deep and very, very serious. And so it's intriguing and thrilling being a part of his stories because you sort of feel like you're at a party, but then you're going to get your gut punched and you're going to see a lot of sort of real pathos, real suffering with something real in the world. Especially, you know, in the case of Poids des Fourmis, it's so funny, but it's really, really attacking sort of the state of the world today and the anxiety around the end of the world, what people perceive as the end of the world. It's been thrilling working with David. It's so inspiring to sort of be inside his head and in the head of Philippe Cyr, who directed the original production.
What is the run and cost for Wildfire, and where can we see this production?
The play is going on at La Chapelle, which is a theater right near Despins, and I believe, anyway, it's near Sherbrooke Station. It starts on the 16th of January and runs until the 22nd. The runs at La Chapelle are just a week long. La Chapelle is one of the coolest theaters in town with the most sort of off-the-cuff kind of contemporary works in both English and French, dance and theater, performance-based work, experimental work. You're going to really see kind of a bold proposition every time you go to see anything at La Chapelle. It's a sure bet.
If our listeners want more information, where should they go?
Yeah, you should go to the site for La Chapelle. And I'm going to just look it up so I'm really clear on that. Yes, so if people want to check out some more information about Wildfire, produced by Talisman Theatre, they should actually go to the site for La Chapelle. It's lachapelle.org, O-R-G. That's lachapelle.org. That's where you can check out all the information about Wildfire and all of the other great stuff happening at La Chapelle this year.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been great.
You've been listening to John Lachlan Stewart speaking about his play, Wildfire, which is coming soon to the Talisman Theatre. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
The Prison Radio Show is a twice-monthly news show on CKUT. The show seeks to confront the invisibility of prisons and prisoner struggles by focusing on the roots of incarceration, policing, and criminalization, and by challenging ideas about what prisons are and who ends up inside. We are dedicated to programming that is directly collaborative with people who are currently incarcerated. With that in mind, we would like to let you know that we have a phone line for prisoners and their outside supporters. In fact, we have two phone lines. You can call us Collect from Bordeaux Prison and Riviera de Prairie Prison by calling 514-876-3748. We also have a number for non-collect calls. That number is 438-337-8423. Feel free to call that number and leave a message for us with news to share on the show or an audio message for your loved ones inside. Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Ma fille Aglaïe, j'ai des beaux messages pour toi de la part de l'Éternel, donc il faudrait que tu me trouves un moment. Donc fais-moi signe Aglaïe, s'il te plaît. Bisous, bisous, papa qui t'aime, et puis tiens-moi au courant, bisous Aglaïe.
heaven as well as I can. I live my life as well as I can. I'm happy where I am, I'm not looking for another land. Got my woman by my side and I'm feeling pretty good. Got my woman by my side and I'm feeling pretty good. Can't get much better, still I wish that it would.
Democracy Now.
Therefore, I hold this is the moment for us to determine to do away with this abandonment, this disdain, and this forgetfulness for Latin America and the Caribbean.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has called on the United States to stop